You know, in regards to Leil HaSeder, in regards to the night of Pesach, there's a famous question. The question is, what's the difference, what's the chidush of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim? We have a mitzvah, Leman Tesaper Be'ozne Bincha, to speak about Yitziat Mitzrayim. And the famous question is, what's the difference between the mitzvah of that night and the mitzvah of every day that we have? We have a mitzvah every day to remember Yitziat Mitzrayim. Leman tizkor et yom tzetecha me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yemechayecha. Yemechayecha yamim kol yemechayecha halelot. In the day and the night, we have to remember Yitziat Mitzrayim. So what's the difference? Mani tvasef, what was added in the night of the Seder to this mitzvah? So there is a famous piece of Torah from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, which we won't get into right now. He gives three differences. Three differences. I want to mention just one right now. One of the differences between the mitzvah of Leil HaSeder and the rest of the days of the year in regards to remembering Yetziat Mitzrayim is that every day in the year, Bizchira Be'alma Sagi, it's enough to mention it. Just have to mention, Ani Hashem Elokechem Asher Hotzeti Etchem Eretz Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem Elokechem, and that's it. Your Yotze, as long as you have in mind to be mechaven your Yotze Yedei Chovat Mitzvat Zchirat Yetziat Mitzrayim. The night of the Seder, it's not enough just to mention it. You have to speak about it at length, and you have to live it. You have to speak about it in a way that brings it back to life. The Sipur, not just Zchira, but the Sipur has to be as if you're talking about yourself. As we know, Chayav Adam leharot or lirot et atzmo keilu hu yatza mimitzrayim, which means the night of Pesach, we talk about Yetziat Mitzrayim in a much more vivid way, in a way that pertains and relates to each and every one of us. That's one of the chidushim of the night of Pesach in regards to that mitzvah. So I was thinking that the same thing, it's glaringly obvious that we could say the same thing about the day of Tisha B'Av. Because after all, there is a correlation, there is a very big connection between the night of Pesach and Tisha B'Av. Let's say the night of Tisha B'Av, but Tisha B'Av overall. Last night we said a kina, ma nishtana halayla hazeh mikol halelot, or milel Pesach. What's the difference between this night and the night of Pesach? What do we bring in Leil Pesach into Tisha B'Av? What's the shayachut? And this morning we also said a kina, ma nishtana yom zeh. This, we remember Pesach again. We said another kina this morning, Esh tukad bekirbi beha'aloti al levavi betzeti mimitzrayim. And then the constant comparison between betzeti mimitzrayim, betzeti mirushalayim. Betzeti mimitzrayim, betzeti mirushalayim. In Echa, galeta Yehuda me'oni umerov avoda. And in the Midrash, galeta Yehuda me'oni because of lechem oni, because they didn't eat matzah. Another pasuk in Echa, hisbi'ani merorim, hirvani la'ana. And you look in the Midrash, hisbi'ani merorim, when? The night of Pesach, when we eat maror, lasova. When we eat maror. So we see there's a correlation between the two. It's obvious. Not only that, the day of the week, the day of the week that it falls, right? What was it today? Sunday, right? Is it Sunday today? Sunday. So Sunday is Tisha B'Av. That means when was Pesach? You remember, Erev Pesach was Shabbat. There's that correlation, that connection. So it's not far-reaching to say the same idea when it comes to Tisha B'Av as well. Really, there's a mitzvah every day of the year to remember Yerushalayim. It's one of the mitzvot, one of the Esel Zchirot of every day. Im Eshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini. We have to remember Yerushalayim every day. So many things we do every day that are Zecher LaChorban, that are Zecher LaMikdash. I mean, even when we eat, when we say Birkat HaMazon, there's a whole bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. We never forget Yerushalayim. A Jew never forgets Yerushalayim. So again, the question is, what's the chidush of Tisha B'Av? What's different on Tisha B'Av? The same answer. Yes, every day we remember Yerushalayim. But on Tisha B'Av, we have to remember it in a way that it's chayav adam lir'ot et atzmo, or lehar'ot be'atzmo. We have to feel it more. We have to relate to it personally. We have to feel that yearning, that gagua for Yerushalayim on the day of Tisha B'Av. The question is how. So that's Avodat Hayom, if not only part of it, that's the core of Avodat Hayom of Tisha B'Av, to connect to Yerushalayim, to the Beit HaMikdash, on a personal level. You know, this year, Rabotai, is a unique year, again. Our people suffered so many things. If you look at it, I remember talking with Rav Saban a few weeks ago, and he said a certain word when we spoke, and it lit up in my heart. So many krisot, so many collapses. Right? You don't have to go through them, or maybe we should. Meron, a week later, in a Bet Midrash, in Karlin Stolin, and then not too long afterwards, a building in Miami collapses. So if I remember correctly, it's as if we're trying to build something, but immediately it collapses. Collapse means there are buildings that are going on. We build, but it's falling. It falls. When does a building fall? When it's not built well from the inside, when there's not a good foundation. And so maybe we are given a hint that we have to do it right, that we have to build correctly. We have to look within. So I saw brought down from the Leket Reshimot of the Mashgiach of Lakewood, of Nathan Wachtfogel. He brings down from the Altar of Kelim that a person always has to work on his strengths. When a person is weak in something, you don't start working on the weakness itself, because he's weak at it. So how are you going to work on it? He's not good at it. You have to work on what is surrounding the weakness. What are the good points? What are the points of strength of the person? And from there, to get to be mechazek that which is weak. He says, if you touch an open wound, it only makes it worse. It can create an infection. So you work around it. The same thing when it comes to midot, for example. If a person, let's say, is suffering from the midah of kamtzanut, of stinginess, stingy. So what are you going to do? You're going to tell him now, you have to know, you have to give, you have to be a giver. He's not a giver. He doesn't feel it. So you can't work on giving if the weakness is giving. So you look for strengths. Let's say it's very possible for the person who is stingy, but on the other hand, he does show a strength when it comes to chesed. You could have a very stingy person, but he likes helping people. There is such a thing. Yeah. He likes helping, going, volunteering. When it comes to money, the money can't come out of his pocket. But chesed, he believes in the ideal of chesed. So the way to work on the midah is to be mechazek the chesed points. Chesed you're good at. You know how to do it. You believe in it. So to talk about chesed and to develop even more, a deeper understanding for chesed, little by little, the depth into the midah of chesed will lead into, you know, there's such a thing as chesed with money also. Chesed begufo, chesed bemamono. But once he's able to build the strengths of chesed, it may affect as well his weakness of being stingy. And he might, little by little, become a giver. So the same thing with us, Abutai. If something is rotten, if we are weak at something, then let's look deep into our strength. And there is one thing that till today the Jew has, and that's his heart. Ani yeshena velibi er. Ani yeshena velibi er. The chitzoniyut is asleep, is fast asleep. All around us, there's a big slumber going on. A slumber fest. When it comes to Avodat Hashem. But if you check and you go deep into the heart, there is a heart. The Jew wants. The Jew desires. How many times does it happen that we hear an inspirational, moving, emotional drasha, a talk that really tugs at the heart? Sometimes you even see tears. Sometimes you even see a person is really moved. And then the next day it's the same. Ech yitachen. How's that possible? There is a heart. But circumstances are so that it's hard for the person to actually bring himself into a practical application of that which he heard. So in other words, we have to go, there is a heart, huh? So we have to work on that. We have to talk to the heart. Talk to the heart. Libi el, there is a lev. Am Yisrael has a lev. What's the sfat alev? What is the language of the heart, Rabotai? And the language of the heart is Avodat Hayom, is what today is all about. The day of Tisha B'Av is about tears. Tears on Tisha B'Av. Holy tears. Every Jew at one point throughout the day, whether it was at night, whether it was in the day, whether it's at 1 minute, whether it's throughout Echa, whether throughout the Kinot, whether just sitting on the floor in his house, whatever it may be. But there is a moment where a few holy tears came down. Those holy tears are precious. They're precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the tears of a Jew that comes from his heart. There's a Gemara in Masechet Shabbat of Kufhe. The Gemara says, HaMorid Dma'ot Al Adam Kasher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sofran Umanihan Bevet Genazav. A person who sheds tears over a person who's kasher, over a tzaddik, over the loss of a tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts them and he places them in a special treasury. And it's a pasuk in Tehilim. David HaMelech says in Tehilim, Nun Vav, Nodi Safarta, Et Dim'ati Sima Benotecha. And we say it also in the Slichot, V'gam et dima'ati sima benodecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes those dma'ot, the dma'ot of a Jew, and he puts them in a very, very special box. And he keeps them, and they work, and they're po'el. They're po'el yeshuot. If a person is zochet to have tears on the day of Tisha B'Av, you should know that with those tears he accomplished. Most of all, he accomplished coming in touch with the depth of his heart. Tears say that which we cannot express with words. That's why in Hebrew, the word for tear is dim'a. Dim'a. What's a dim'a? You know, there's a halacha, for example, there's a concept in truma, meduma. Meduma means when truma is mixed into chulin. Mele'atcha ve'dim'acha lo te'acher. Meduma means mixed. Tears in Hebrew are called ma'ot because they are mixed. What are they mixed with? Physically, they're mixed with salt, with all kinds of substances. Soon I'll share with you, it's very healthy to cry. Healthy, it's scientifically proven that it's healthy to cry. But akavana, there is a ta'arovet. What's the ta'arovet? What is the mixture of the tears? The mixture of the tears are feelings. Feelings that a person, if he were to put it into words, it would be a mixed sentence. That's the mixture of the tears. That's dim'a. When it's not going to be able to come out correctly, tears come down. That's dim'a. There's another word for crying in Hebrew. As I tell you many times, the secrets to this world lie in the Shorshe HaMilim of Lashon HaKodesh. Bechi. Bechi means to cry. Bechi also has the connotation of mixture. Emek HaBacha. More Nevuchim. When something is tangled, when something is confused, perplexing, that's Bacha or Sevacha. Ne'echaz Basevach. The Shoresh of Bach, Bet and Chaf, means mixed and entangled. Many times the feelings of a person are so tangled up, they need to be released, and they are released with tears. So that's Bechi, and that's Dim'a. When a person cries, when he cries for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a certain clarity that comes out after that that is very hard to explain. It's as if we'll take the mashal of what happens physically. Physically, when a person cries, tears clean the eyes. I forgot the word for it. Lysosoap. There's a certain chemical that is released with the tears that clear the eyes. The tears, the holy tears of a Jew, clear the eyes. He's able to see to a greater distance than he saw before. I'm not talking about mystica over here. Anybody who understands what I'm saying feels exactly what I'm talking about right now. Many times, why is it? Why is it that psychologically when a person cries, he feels better afterwards? What are you feeling better about? What happened? The matzav is still the same. So what happened? He sees it in a different way. That's tears. But that's how it is. There's a book that just came out called Just One More Tear. Art Scroll came out. I think it's Rabbi Seltzer. I forgot exactly the author. It's each chapter on one of the kinot. One of the kinot that we say, we started last night, Belel ze yifkayun, ve'yelilu banai. Belel ze yifkayun, ve'yelilu banai. On this night, will cry, my children will cry, and they will be meyalel. Yeyalel, leyalel means to howl. Means to cry, but to cry out. That's leyalel. So you notice the play on words there? Belel Zeivkayun Veyelilu Banai. In Hebrew, once again, in Lashon HaKodesh, how do you say nighttime? Nighttime is Laila. Laila is the same word for Yelala. Yelala means to cry out, means to howl out. Bachotifke Balaila Vedimata Alechiya. Look in Rashi on that Pasuk. Bachotifke Balaila. At night, there is a bigger depth to crying. Crying at night is much more powerful than in the daytime. It causes others to cry as well. And Rashi brings that down. If not Rashi, the Midrash on the Pasuk, in some editions of Rashi, it has that part, in some editions it doesn't have. I don't know why. But the story of Rabban Gamliel brought down in the Midrash that he heard a lady crying, a next door neighbor crying in the night because she had sarot in her life. She was crying for her troubles, and he heard her cry at night, and he began to cry over the Beit HaMikdash. It's a Midrash. What's the connection? She's not crying about the Beit HaMikdash. The answer is, if you look at the letters of the word Laila and the word Yelala, what are the common letters? Lamed and Yud. The Bnei Sakhar, in one place, he writes, Lamed is the tallest letter. That represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yud is the smallest letter. Yud, Yid, Ayid, right? A Jew. That's the Jewish people. Ki atem ha-ma'at mikol ha-ami. You put those two letters together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, they're together. Li. We belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person cries, when there is that Bechi, especially when there is that Yelala, Balayla, Belel Ze, Yifkayun, Veyelilu Banai, there is a deeper feeling of the emotion of Banai, that we belong to him. Rabban Gamliel did not want to waste that opportunity. It's not just he didn't want. He was so in touch. Who are we to talk about Rabban Gamliel? But he was so in touch with his feelings that immediately when he heard crying, he channeled it towards the Beit HaMikdash. He channeled it towards Avodat Hashem. Because there is no other crying other than the crying for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Crying, we should not know from any tzarot. Everyone should only see semachot and hatzlachot and nothing to cry about. We should have to force out our cry for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. נגיע לזה, תודה רבה. נגיע לזה. אם אני אזכור, אז אתה תזכיר לי, כן? נגיע לזה, יפה מאוד, זה קשור מאוד. זה קשור מאוד. But that bechi, that dim'ah, that a Jew sheds, is a reminder of li, is a reminder that, yes, I belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's with me, he didn't forget me. Just like Yirmiyah remind, I know this is the third time I'm saying this today, but just like Yirmiyah reminded us in the middle of Echa, smack in the middle of Echa, you look in Perek Gimel, in the middle of the Perek, all of a sudden there's a different tone. It sounds like Tehillim already. It sounds like he's talking, like David HaMelech is talking. Chasdei Hashem, kilo tavnu, kilo chalu rachama, pitom daber kmo David HaMelech, in the middle. What happened? Just before you were talking about the worst things. But Yirmiyah understood that in the middle, I have to give chizuk. I have to remind the Jewish people, Ki lo ina milibo vayage b'nei ish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not doing it from his heart when he gives a pounding to people. Vayage b'nei ish. Ki lo ina milibo. Chasdei Hashem ki lo tamnu. It's not from his heart. He wants to direct us. He wants to bring us closer. Al ken ochi lo. Therefore, I hope to him, Yirmiyah says. Tov la gever sheisa'ol b'neurav. It's good for the person to take the ol of avodat Hashem. Ma yit'onen adam chai gever al chata'av. It's a lot of chizuk over there in the middle of Perek Gimel. Because when a Jew cries, all of a sudden things become clear. All of a sudden there's a kirva that he feels. You know why? Because he spoke the language of the heart and he connected to that which is still and forever alive in the Jew, and that is the heart. Ani yeshena v'libi er, the dma'ot go right into the heart and wake up the heart. Of course, Rabotai, everything can be forged. Everything can be forged. Everything can be mezuyaf in this world. And that's the tikkun. Many, many nights ago, over 3,300 years ago, there was a cry that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called B'chiya Shel Chinam. And that was the night when the Meraglim came back, the night of Tisha B'Av, the first night of Tisha B'Av in our history, officially. When they came back, everyone lifted their voices and they started to cry. And the Gemara in Masechet Ta'anit Kavtet says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Atem bechitem b'chiya shel chinam. Ani koveh alachem b'chiya ladorot. You cried a b'chiya shel chinam. Ma ze b'chiya shel chinam? What does it mean? A b'chiya for naught. In vain. A crying in vain. Crying is a kli sharet. Crying is holy. It's a vessel to be used for kedusha and for kedusha alone. And if it's used against kedusha, that's chinam. Sinat chinam. What is sinat chinam? This is just by the way. What is sinat chinam? We spoke about this on Shabbat. But here's another pshat, what sinat chinam means. Because again, the question is, if a person has sinat to someone because he did something, it's not chinam. I hate him because he did this and this to me. So what are you calling it chinam for? The answer is, there's only one excuse a person can have to have quote-unquote sin'at to another Jew. And even then, kulehai, ve'ulai. And that is, if it's for the purpose of changing him from something that he did wrong. Like the Gemara tells us on the Pasuk, lo tisnai tachicha bilvavecha. You're not supposed to hate any Jew. But when are you allowed to exhibit a kas, maybe like a look of a sin'at? When it's for the purpose of directing him, to stop him from doing something that is bad, that is harmful for him. Which means sin'ah is to be used for kodesh. Like David HaMelech says, Halo mesan'echa Hashem esna, uvit komemecha et kotat, tachlit sin'ah senetim. David HaMelech says, I hate. Halvai, we should love the way he hated. David HaMelech said, I hate those who are against Hashem. It's a kli kodesh. If a person uses it for personal reasons, that's chinam. Bichya is kodesh. If a person cried not for kodesh, it's bichya shel chinam. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we have to clean it up. We have to be mitaken that bichya shel chinam. You think it's only because of that Bechi of Chinam that we have a Bechiya LaDorot till today? It's the concept of Bechiya Shel Chinam. It's the concept of where our priorities are. What do we cry for and what do we cry about? And because of who and because of what? And when do we cry? And unfortunately, many times it's not because of Kodesh. That's what the crying, that's what the tears of Tisha B'Av come to fix. They come to fix the b'chiya shel chinam. We read kinot on Tisha B'Av, right? Kinot is the same letters as tikkun. Just transpose the letters. Kinot come for a tikkun. And that's why the kinot were written with such chokhmah, with such heart, and with heart rendering words. And the tunes of the kinot are gut-wrenching tunes. Tunes that speak to the heart, that take the heart out, the sfat alev, and reminds the Jew of Elibi er. Ani eshena, you might look like you're sleeping, but you're awake. I'm here to wake you up. I'm here to take that bechiya shel chinam that you have and to be metaken and to fix. In that book that I just mentioned to you before, so he says a story, brings a story about Rav Ovadia Yosef, alav shalom. Rav Ovadia Yosef, after Milchemet Yom HaKippurim, well-known story. After Milchemet Yom HaKippurim, he was approached with 900 cases of wives who did not know the whereabouts of their husbands who went to war. 900 cases. Can you imagine seeing on your phone 900 questions on brachot? 900. How are you going to get to it? 900 questions. Not brachot. Not questions, you know, potato salad, what bracha you say. 900 questions of agunot. So it's well known. It's well known. Rav Ovadia, you ever see sometimes they send clips that Rav Ovadia, how he said the kinot. He cried for each and every one. Rabotai, the psakim that we have, of the psakim of the agunot that we have in Yabia Omer and other places, these are psakim that were written with tears. These are psakim that came from the heart. He cried for each and every one. He cried and cried so much. Of course, when they came to him, of course he put up a front. Okay? But when they left, there was no end. There was no end to the tears. So much so that he damaged his eyes. In 1973, 74, he damaged his eyes. The doctor said he's not going to be able to see. He almost became blind, Rabotai. Do you realize what we're talking about? He almost became blind. He asked his family to take him to Tzfat, to the kever, to the tziyun of the Bet Yosef, right next to the Ari HaKadosh, Rabbi Moshe El-Kabetz, the Baal HaCharedim, you have over there, the Chevrak, Rabbi Moshe Kordovero, and other tzaddikim, Zechutam Tagen Alenu. And I have to go to Tzfat. He went to the kever of the Bet Yosef. And we have eyewitnesses today that saw this. He went to the kever of the Bet Yosef. He was mishtateach al kivro shel Bet Yosef, and he cried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He cried and he cried and he cried. He didn't lift his eyes from the kever. And he begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the zechut of the Bet Yosef should stand for him. After all, that's his lifetime work, was to lachzir atara liyoshna, was to bring back the crown of the Bet Yosef back to the world, especially to the Sfaradim. He cried and he cried and he begged Hashem, give me one eye. Just one eye, I want to see through one eye. To ask for two, maybe that's too much. One eye. And the story is, his son was there, one of the Rabbanim of Tzfat, who's alive till today. He moved back from the kever, he was able to see. The doctor himself said, this is a miracle that he didn't think was going to happen. Which means those tears that he cried for the agunot. And by the way, he was able to find a psak for each and every one. Not one was forgotten. Not one was left back. The koach of dma'ot. Dma'ot kedoshot, Rabotai. I can't believe it's 7:40. I can't believe this. What? Okay. Ma'amarnu. I'll end off with this, Rabotai. The Gemara in Masechet Moed Katan. No, in Masechet Makot. The Gemara in Masechet Makot of Kavdalet says that Rav, when he would read a certain pasuk in the Tochecha, in Parashat Kitavo, Va'avadetem Bagoim, Va'avatem Bagoim, and you will go lost in the Goim. Mistapina mehaikra. Rav said, I'm scared of this pasuk. I'm scared. To go lost among the goyim, I'm scared of this pasuk. Rav Papa came along, not to Rav, Rav Papa didn't see Rav, but later on, generations afterwards, Rav Papa said, what was he so scared of? Vedilma ke'avedah mitbakeshet. Maybe the pasuk means, va'avatem, a loss, avedah, like a avedah hamitbakeshet, שנאמר, תאיתי כסה עובד בקש עבדך. David HaMelech says, Hashem, I am lost like a sheep that is lost. Please search out your servant. Look for him. What's the Shakla Vitaria? Rav Papa was saying there's two types of avedot. There's two types of lost items. There is a aveda she'ena mitbakeshet. There is a lost item. Let's say a person lost his notebook, whatever it may be, some object. If it's lost, it's lost. If it's in a way, if it's in a place that cannot be found, it's not going to be found. Because it's silent. It's a silent object. But a sheep that is lost, is a aveda mitbakeshet. It's a type of loss that can be found. Why? Because the sheep is going to make noise. The sheep is going to make sounds. It's going to cry out. Rav said, "Mistapina me'aykra, I'm scared from this pasuk. Maybe it's going to be aveda she'ena mitbakeshet, which means maybe they're going to be so lost that they won't even ask to come back. They won't even make any sound. The avodah of Yom HaKippurim is to make sure that even if it's aveda, but it's aveda mitbakeshet, if we call out to Hashem, if we cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's aveda mitbakeshet. Then Hashem says, bakesh avdecha. Then He hears us. I hear you. I see you want to come out. Then I'm going to take you out. Like it says, Rabbi Chaim Falaji says on the pasuk, v'haya ki tz'ak elai v'shama'ati ki chanun ani. What is that talking about? A mashkon, a collateral. Ksut yom, the halacha is, you have to give back bayom. If it's something that the poor person wears in the daytime, you have to give back in the daytime. If it's something that is needed, like a blanket, in the nighttime, you have to give back in the nighttime. Chas v'shalom, if a person will not do that, v'shamat v'haya ki tz'ak elai, if he's going to cry out at night, b'mei ishkav, alosi. This is simlatole oro. This is what he uses to go to sleep with. He's going to cry out to me. Veshamati ki chanun ani. I'm going to have to listen to him. Our job in this world is to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bamei Shkav. We can't. We can't anymore. We can't not have the Beit HaMikdash. It's big avodah. We can't not have Yerushalayim bevinyana. It's impossible. We're not able to do it without it. Those are the tears of Tisha B'Av. The tears of Tisha B'Av speak out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Bamei Ishkav. Umimela, says Rabbi Chaim Palaji, Hashem has no choice, kivyachol. He said in the Torah, Veshamati, I hear you. You can't do without? I hear your cries. Then it's impossible. Then I have to listen to you. Then I have to bring it. It comes instantly. If it didn't come yet, it's because it wasn't a Bamei Ishkav situation. It wasn't a situation where we can't do without. That's harsh. But remember, Ani Yeshena Velibi El, to develop that which we do have. We do have a heart. To develop that heart and to direct that heart, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yehi Ratzon Milefanecha, Hashem Elokeinu Velokei Avotenu, Shetezakech Et Libenu, purify our hearts, that we should be able to connect to the Jewish heart, that we should speak the language of the Jewish heart. And Yehi Ratzon, Ratziti Ledaber Al Zeh, Aval Yehi Ratzon, that the tears of Atzvut should turn into tears of Simcha, and even the tears of Simcha will go away when the day comes when the Navi Yeshaya says, Umacha Hashem Dim'a Me'al Kol Panim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remove all the Dema'od. There's not going to be any need for crying. Yes, at the moment when Mashiach comes, we're going to cry. I believe it. I believe when Mashiach comes, we're going to all burst out in cry, in tears of joy. There's no doubt about it. B'pchi avo v'tachanunim ovilem. We say it also in the Pizmonim that we're going to say after the Amidah. Definitely. Aval, afterwards, it's going to be ayin be'ayin yiru. It's going to be so clear. We're going to see Hashem so clear. V'techezena enenu b'shuvecha le'tzion b'rachamim b'mera b'yamenu. Amen ve'amen. Rabbi Chananel ben Hakasha omer, atza HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael lefichach, yobah lahem Torah mitzvot, sheneema, Adonai hafetz v'ma'an tzidko, yagdil Torah v'yadir.